This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm still feeling the sun on me, even though I'm indoors today. I'm not feeling it from yesterday. I'm feeling it from today in a good way, because I went out into the garden, picked some strawberries, picked some blackberries, did some weeding, and my gosh, don't tell anybody, but I had no shirt on. Woo! No, Robert, it's cancer!
Boom,
the sun causes
cancer.
Yeah, I know, I wasn't going for that titillation. That
little
was not
a little magic mic going on in the backyard there, huh?
That was not what I was going for. Here I had this dramatic moment, the sun causing cancer, and Super Don goes all, what is that magic mic?
Were you riding a unicorn?
There was no unicorns involved.
No?
There was just strawberries and blackberries and tomatoes and weeding stuff. And that's all. And my point in saying this is that please do not freak out about the sun. Now, I will say this. My son, who's got more my complexion than my wife, so he's a little bit darker. He can get darker. Has been out working with Mountain Man, right? I mentioned that yesterday. And he's been doing a lot of outdoor garden work as well throughout the day. And I had him wear the wide-brim hat, you know, because it's just extreme all day. And his arms were uncovered, and they're a bit red. So we sprayed him down with the silver hydrosol and a little bit of aloe vera, and he'll be okay. But that, you know, that those are extreme measures. We say, why don't you wear a long-sleeve shirt? He's like, dude, it's just too hot. I'm like, I get that. So you got to strategize. Take a little extra selenium, get through it. Homeopathic Apis, Cantharis for burning and stinging. There's even homeopathic sunburn remedies that you can do as well. But, you know, my point, just bringing it right out of the gate here, I just was out in the sun, just absorbing it, enjoying it. Again, not to excess, not to burn to a crisp, but stop hiding from the sun, okay? Don't slather on toxic chemicals either. That's going to make it worse. If you need to cover up, please just wear a longer shirt or you know, wear a wide-brim hat or maybe an umbrella hat so big that, you know, you'll be okay after a while. Other than that, are you seeing any sunlight through the smoke out in Oregon, or the fires pretty much burned
out?
Dude,
it's been nice the last few days. We had some wind that came in a few days ago and kind of blew everything out, and so you can actually, like, see the stars at night and can breathe. I've been able to open the windows and turn the air conditioner off, so it's been kind of nice, actually.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, you know, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I was so excited about doing the show live yesterday. You know, we walked out midway through the show, and not during the show, but on the top of the hour news break. I should have had our board op play some just something, because I didn't have the capacity to play anything. And today I might not either, so I might have to entertain the troops differently. But anyway, we've got a great show. Next couple hours of broadcast healing here. Back in studio, add some new posters from Liam Sheff. One, of course, from Sally L. Cordy on the outlaw vaccines. Amazing messages of empowerment to let you know where we are, where are we making our stand here for health, freedom, and healing liberty. You want a vaccine? That's up to you. But don't mandate it. Don't force me or my kids. That's where we draw the line. And so today we've got Josh Hendricks joining us. We're going to talk about the hemp farm bill, some positive news out of Illinois, some not-so-nice news out of Alabama related to CBD. And then second hour, what do? Wednesday, it's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. We've got a lot of stories, including some immigrant stories. Are they illegal immigrants? And if so, do we wish them ill will? No, not at all. But apparently a young child has been harmed during the stay. What caused it? We're going to maybe decipher that next hour, among other stories. Anything else breaking there, Super D? I was working the wires here literally before the show and not thinking about the show as much.
Let's see. In the world of breaking news, there is one story. Made me laugh. First thing I saw when I got up this morning, mm-hmm. that your former home state, Florida, had I guess a primary yesterday.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not in Florida.
So you have these two guys that are running against. I think one guy was his name is I believe was DeSantis,
and
he was running up against this other guy named Gillum. Now Gillum is an African American.
No, you got this wrong. I already know this story better than you. DeSantis is not running against Gillum yesterday. That's a primary. He was the Republican primary winner, and the other guy was the Democrat
primary.
Oh, okay,
so it was the primaries for the nominees. Anyway, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
It's okay.
Thank you for the correction.
Appreciate it. CNN again.
All right, so anyway, DeSantis, he's given a speech, and he says he warns the voters, the Florida voters, to get this. Do not monkey this up by voting for Gillum, who's an African American.
So are they screaming racism now? Because
of course they are. Of course they are. Now, in today's day and age, mm-hmm. I suppose you really should try, especially if you're running for office and you're wanting people to vote, you're not wanting controversy, to be careful what it is that you say. But maybe it was not the best terminology he could have used.
Well, the question I have out in Florida is, are they going to go for a Democrat socialist? That's why I got a sense that the swing back to socialism, if you will say back to socialism, to socialism is happening. Culturally, the shift is on. I've mentioned that, you know, the demographics have shifted. A lot of people that are authoritarian leaning, and I don't mean they are authoritarians, they bow to authoritarian figures, are looking to the government for answering all of their, you know, solutions to their problems. And that's a problem. Florida's going to be a mess because I think that guy wants like a 40%, the guy that DeSantis is running in, a 40% tax rate for corporations. You want to destroy the business environment in Florida overnight? See you later. They're all going to be leaving Florida. So, again, it's not so brilliant on the part of now the Democrat nominee, who apparently is a Bernie Sanders wannabe, and DeSantis is kind of Trump. So we've got the de facto Trump versus Sanders race heating up in Florida, apparently. That's what they're gearing it up for.
And you're missing it all, man.
I'm not unhappy about it at all.
No, you're not? Okay.
I'm actually quite happy. I'm not there. Not there anymore.
We do have some other news, though, that came out this morning. You remember yesterday we were talking about the nurse at the Texas Children's Hospital that had been suspended.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what to do, right?
Yeah, I kind of saw this coming, but she got fired. They let her go because they said that she posted protected health information mm-hmm. regarding a patient on social media. So apparently, because she said that she had seen a child with measles at the hospital she was working at, that was considered protected information. So they had to let her go.
Well, she didn't name any names. I'm not sure certain that I agree with it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was some gray area there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it goes, you know, it was up to interpretation, but I'm going to guess that what tipped the scales in favor of firing her was the fact that she was anti-vaccination.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think, and you know, the thing is, would you have a countersuit that you can do or a grievance that you can file? At that point, you know, it's a religious war on the vaccine front. And I think it's appropriate at this point to, you know, couch it that way. It's not about public safety because we can throw all the science back at you, right, the pro-vaccine cultists, and say, look, there's no evidence it's effective, certainly not safe. And, you know, you can actually show evidence that those who are vaccinated are putting those around them at risk, more at risk than those who have no disease at all because of the shedding of the virus that's coming in with some of these vaccines. But they don't listen to those arguments. They're irrelevant to them. So what do you have to do? You have to argue on First Amendment grounds, religious freedom grounds, that you have violated my fundamental rights to worship as I see fit, and these injectables violate those freedoms, those beliefs. And yet they're going to say, well, that works only so far as it becomes to public health. But, of course, they've altered reality to make it so that everybody's operating in the public domain, this collectivist idea. And so individual liberty is now quashed based on collectivism. And it's medical collectivism. Vaccines are a medical collectivist concept. Herd immunity. Come on. It isn't about whether it works for one person, you, or one person, me. It's about everybody or the most majority we can get, 90, 95% vaccinated, so that all of those vaccine failures that they do know exist will be less likely to result in more disease. I know it's weird to say that, because the operating reality would be, if your vaccines work so well, who gives a flip if I'm vaccinated or not? You're protected. And then they say, well, what about the people who can't get vaccinated? My argument is that they're going to be healthy because they're not being injected with toxic poisons. Their immune system will not be assaulted in the same way that we see with the injectables of the toxin variety. Now, there's another article here on silver versus Big Pharma's antibiotics. And this is one of the shows that I don't know how many shows talk about it to the depth that I do in terms of silver therapeutics, silver science. But I'm happy to see Health Impact News has covered it as well and are talking about it being utilized instead of antibiotics. And if we go into some scary places, if you're ready, we go into those things that are completely resistant to all antibiotics. And many of those sexually transmitted diseases, they used to be called STDs, now they're sexually transmitted infections, STIs, are reaching that point of no return, where there are no antibiotics that can bring you back from the brink. Syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia in particular. And their last line of defense is not even, I don't think they're integrating it yet, because they've got a two-pronged approach they're using. What was the one we know? We know one of them. The other one wasn't as familiar to us, Superdon. Do you have that in front of you? That would be a no. If you're going, I don't have that in front of me.
I can't remember. It was a weird
ceftriaxone. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. And
I think the brand name of that is like Rocephrin.
Rocephrin. Okay. Yeah,
Rocephrin.
Yeah, it has a big impact on the urinary system. That's why they would choose that. Thank you for getting the trade name. So Rocephrin and azithromycin. These are brutal antibiotics. They can create, like chemo, devastating consequences. But again, they're doing them in tandem without fail, without question. I don't say without fail, because they're getting to the point of failure. Then what? Folks, you're going to be begging for more information about silver at that point. And the way to use it judiciously, appropriately, and to find the right form. The form that has engaged almost 100% bioactivity. Because if you think you can make bioactive silver at home, very small percentage, even professionally, is bioactive. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Where are we going? Oh, cheers to Illinois and cheers to Alabama. Sorry about my southern friend.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, this is My Healing Ministry Online. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, also broadcast radio. Our home is GCN, GCNlive.com, now from Minnesota, and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and now simulcasting on YouTube. Some of our clips appear up on Real.Video as well, thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We have been covering hemp, CBD, and cannabis for many years now. I always enjoy when I have an honest-to-goodness farmer, although I think I'm doing more farming than him presently. Josh Hendricks is back from CV Sciences. We're talking hemp and CBD and what's going on out in the marketplace and in the fields. How you doing, Josh?
Well, unlike Stuart, I have had a bad day before, but it wasn't today, so I'm doing well.
You're doing well. Now, does that mean you've been out in the hemp fields today? I know in Kentucky they are growing them, and you get to hang out there a lot, and you've been in there. I'm still awaiting the opportunity to broadcast live from a hemp field, but that would make me really happy.
Well, we can get you set up. You just got to leave your beautiful new home in Utah and get over here to Kentucky. But no, I have not. I was in San Diego all last week, so I'm still playing a bit of catch-up.
Okay, no problem. Well, we need to catch up on the news because obviously the states are still trying to figure this thing out. And one in particular, Illinois, which is a disaster when it comes to gun violence, despite all of its laws against guns and the murder right there. I think they need to be either smoking more weed or eating more CBD from hemp because there's just too much violence there. But they've done a good thing, apparently. We've got a cheers to Illinois message. What's going on in Illinois?
You know, much like the other states, Kentucky and Colorado and so on and so forth, Illinois is finally starting to get on board with the agricultural side of this and wanting to, start the pilot programs and allow their farmers the opportunity to diversify and try this new crop and see where they kind of fit into the landscape of things nationwide. And I think, Illinois, Indiana, all these Midwestern states are missing the boat when they've got some of the best farmers in the country.
Yeah. Well, for sure. In Illinois, again, we'll give them props. Like I said, we'll give them props if they're going, yeah, we can now grow hemp, as we should all be able to grow hemp. And I won't be totally pleased until every individual who has a garden can decide to grow hemp and not be harassed by state or federal authorities. But until then, I'm not going to complain when the state says, all right, we can grow it here. But to what degree, what level, is it still going to be considered only for experimentation, or can it be put into the marketplace?
Well, it can be put into the marketplace. I think they're probably going to be limiting. The ag department there hasn't really said, you know, I guess like South Carolina, they have 20 growers, 20 acres each. Kentucky, we have 140 growers, and some people are growing over 1,000 acres themselves. So, you know, it kind of varies depending on how the ag department wants to do it. But what they did set that up for is for when the new farm bill passes, that bill, you know, they can kind of just make automatic changes in their bill like Kentucky can, to where, okay, now it is commercialized. Now there's no questions of what's pilot and what's commercial and what could be put in the marketplace. It'll all be free and clear, but it'll still have to be under the purview of the Illinois Department of Ag.
Yeah. Well, government doesn't want to let go of its ability to run our lives. We know that. Our founding fathers warned us about it, and we seemingly didn't pay much attention, despite the fact hemp was growing back then, as it was throughout the early part of the 20th century, more than the latter part. But it's coming back. It's on the comeback trail, and Josh Hendricks is helping us do that. Of course, this news comes from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I hope everybody goes to hempsupporter.com and keeps up with what is going on in the world of hemp and accessing this for whether it be food, medicine, supplementation, any number of reasons, industrial or otherwise. We want you to have the freedom to do that which is your birthright, and that is to grow plants and use them how you decide. Now, if we look at the good news in Illinois, we got to look at a little bummer news, but maybe it's only temporary because it has been in other states down in Alabama. What's happening down south?
Well, it's kind of a bummer news to read, but it's also a little bit eye-opening to see how far off people are. You saw where their reasoning behind the actions down in Alabama, where that CBD is a controlled substance. And guess what, RSB, I got news for you. CBD is not on any controlled substance list anywhere in the country. So we're seeing certainly different people interpreting it different ways, and we're going to, you know, reach out to them and let them know just how wrong they are.
As far as I know, RSB is not on any controlled substance list either. I know they'd like to put me on one, but I'm not going. No control over this substance. Anyway, so Alabama, two Alabama County prosecutors, Bryce Graham and, let's see, District Attorney and one of them, Chris Conley, they said, we're cracking down on CBD oil because it's on the controlled substances list, when it's not. And, of course, you guys, Hemp Roundtable and everybody else, will set them straight. Josh Hendricks is here. Another segment to go from Stevie Sciences. Y'all check it out. PlusCBDOil.com. PlusCBDOil.com. And you can get the Plus CBD Oil, if not direct from your health food store locally, then direct from them. And enter the code RSB15 to get 15% off. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back at it, talking CBD, hemp, cannabis, and Josh Hendricks from CBD Sciences is with us. Again, a farmer, extraordinary guy, man. He's dove deep. You know, he's talking about deep dive into the politics of hemp and cannabis, differentiating between the THC strains that are Schedule 1, the CBD from industrial hemp that is not, but that is confused by law enforcement in certain areas. From the federal level, the state level, all the way up to the global level, because I'm just looking at this from the hempsupporter.com website. Somebody tweeted it out. The WHO, not with Roger Daltrey, but the World Health Organization, live from Geneva, endorses schedule-free CBD. This was about 12 days ago, and it escaped us. I like that some of the key findings from the WHO, the kids are all right, we won't get fooled again, you better, you bet, my generation. Now, I am so confused. Is it the WHO and Roger Daltrey, or is it the World Health Organization, Josh?
That is actually the World Health Organization, and as I was telling you during the break, they might be my favorite organization these days because, you know, their opinion actually does matter. So when they put it out there to the public, people listen, and their opinion on CBD has been nothing but phenomenal. You know, they've said it's non-addicting, non-intoxicating, totally safe, and now they're saying it doesn't need to be scheduled. Just because it's in a, you know, the GW pharmaceutical drug Epidiolex, it doesn't necessarily need to pick a scheduling. It just needs to be treated like any other natural herbal product.
By the way, you mentioned Epidiolex. Let's talk economics. If you care about people and their ability to access a plant that will be good for them, Epidiolex, they estimate a full year on that stuff, $32,000. CBD from industrial hemp as a supplement, they estimate $5,000. So it's six times less expensive to get. Now, this troubles me, too, because Big Pharma likes a monopoly. They don't like competition from the natural world. Granted, in the health food store, you can't make any claims for any medicinal benefit. I get that. But at the same time, it's not been something the FDA hasn't been willing to do in terms of quashing all competition, even if they can't say things about it. Is there any movement on that you're hearing of the GW Pharma petitioning FDA to try and squash CBD as a supplement?
No, I think, you know, we've actually had, well, different groups have had different conversations with Epidiolex or with GW folks mm-hmm. who have said it's not our job to limit CBD in the natural space. If anything, the popularity of hemp-derived CBD and hemp extracts has only made it easier for them to, you know, kind of get their name out there and become well-known. And to that, you know, that number you mentioned, the 32,000, you're talking about, That's what the insurance companies would pay. I mean, nobody that doesn't have insurance, unless they're independently wealthy, would spend that kind of money. So, you know, they're gouging the insurance companies and the consumer, which the consumer would take on a lot less of the brunt there. But, you know, honestly, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist like you are, SB.
I'm a conspiracy realist. Who are you calling a theorist?
Well, I think they're really, I don't think they're really worried about what we're doing, and they're not going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, let's absolutely allow all these supplements to come in and compete with us. I don't think they're trying to knock us out either, and I think they understand that they have a very specific formulation specific to epilepsy that they think works and with children from all the different ages that they talk about, whereas we think we have hemp extracts that are good for everyone, not just someone that may have epilepsy or any sure. other things that drug companies are working on.
Just promoting good health, and I get that from a supplemental perspective. So, no, listen, I'm happy to hear that. Obviously, we've had enough of Big Pharma's dealings and the capture that they have of the regulatory agency, FDA, that I'm concerned. And I think a lot of people are that have been in the dietary supplement industry for a long time. So good news on that front thus far. We're going to keep that going. And the WHO, again, mixed bag too, but as I've said on the federal level, why hemp has not been descheduled officially in terms of even cannabis is because the World Health Organization, a UN organization, kind of orchestrated these treaties against narcotics trafficking. And we've been on the air. We've talked to some folks from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. You've connected us with attorneys that got it and really understood that aspect of the federal government being absurd, holding patent for medicinal uses at the same time holding that it's a Schedule One has no benefit, only detriment. So these are incongruent in terms of cognitive dissonance on that level, but there's a treaty and then there's reality. There's regulation and then there's reality.
Well, and it's one of those things, you know, I've talked about it, where for years and years there were all these impediments in the way of someone legalizing hemp as an agricultural crop and then legalizing all the different products that come from that. Within the U.S., and we're already promoting the products coming from Canada and Patagonia with China and some of the other stuff. But eventually, the people like CV Sciences and many other companies just said, you know what, we're tired of waiting. We think this should be okay. We believe in what we're doing. We're going to make safe, effective products, and then they're going to have to stop us. And nobody's stopped us yet. And now it's one of those things. You can't put the toothpaste back in a tube. Someone's going to have to regulate hemp extracts as a supplement, whether they like it or not. I mean, they're not going to go around the country and go to, 3,000 different stores and take CBD off the shelves. Or, I mean, there's more than that's just health food stores. You know, they're not going to go around to every single person selling hemp, whether it's an MLM or a gas station or a head shop or a vape shop or, all these different outlets where you're starting to see hemp-derived CBD in various states. Now, That's federally. At the state level, of course, local law enforcement can say, well, we don't agree with the federal law, our state law is different, or even our county law. You know, if they wanted to implement a county law, it could be different. Right. And it just kind of comes down to education, as we've talked about.
Well, and localism. And this is also the power of the 10th Amendment. The states have nullified, effectively, federal prohibition, and that's been for the good for the states and the people. There's still battles going on. But I think the trend at this point, very, very positive overall. Of course, there are always going to be some setbacks. So where are we in terms of looking at the hemp farm bill? I'm very curious about that because, you know, this portends to be wonderful if as more and more states can grow it and hopefully utilize it for all of the benefits. But, of course, you've had to work, as others on the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, into the body politic to the point where you have educated people that were staunchly in opposition to this plan in all forms, to the point where some of them have become our fiercest advocates for the use of this plant, this decriminalization or this full-on utilization in agriculture.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mitch McConnell, Bob Goodlatte from Virginia, some of these folks that were... I mean, Bob Goodlatte would stand on the House floor and debate Thomas Massey 5 years ago that hemp was the camel's nose under the tent for marijuana. He's a co-sponsor now. I mean, this stretches across the aisle both ways, up and down, and we've got support from everything. The latest on the farm bill, or the latest issue, I guess you would say, is that what I can only assume is the DOJ put some language in there saying drug-related felons were not allowed to participate in hemp programs. That's coming down federally to the states. And what a lot of people don't realize is most states already have that language in their law, mm-hmm. so it's not changing anything, but... Again, while I don't agree with that, and I think that's terribly discriminatory because felons can grow corn and soy and everything else, it is hard to go from radical prohibition to complete legalization, you know, freedom. And I also understand how politics work now. Unfortunately, sometimes that makes me want to take a shower.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there's you got to pick your battles. And in politics and with the guys that are looking at the hemp bill, as far along as we are out of this process, these politicians are going, there's no way we can get this change at this point. Doesn't mean it can't be amended. Doesn't mean that if you're a felon, you can't, you know, work with your buddy who his name is on the license and you're still working. You know, it doesn't say you can't work in a hemp program. It just says you can't be the license holder.
Right.
So people need to hopefully start to understand a little bit better that this is how Washington works. And sometimes you have to make compromises. Sometimes the politicians themselves have to make compromises. To get things done, which is maybe the hardest part of their job, even though that is technically their job, to get things done. But I think that's the latest and the only hiccup we're seeing on the hemp. Now, the farm bill has many hiccups with work requirements and food stamps and all of that. But I think the hemp stuff is there. It's there to stay, and it's not going anywhere. So we're just kind of sitting back going, hey, don't screw this up.
Right. Well, incrementalism is part and parcel of to what happens in the federal government, although it's typically incrementalism in terms of taking away people's rights. In this case, I hesitate to use the word rights because I'm not using it appropriately, because rights are yours by virtue of your birth, but privileges, right? Now they say it's a privilege to be able to. And if you've lost that privilege, again, government, if it grants you something you think is a right, it can take it away, which means it's not a right because you can't remove yourself from your rights. Technically, and that's an important distinction to make. Yeah. Now, if we are looking at, again, the proliferation of CBD from industrial hemp, CB Sciences has made incredible inroads with their plus CBD oil. I see it everywhere I go in health food stores and natural products retailers around the country. Even though there are some hiccups, like we've mentioned in Alabama, are there any other threats at this point to the continued growth, or are we seeing now we've overcome enough hurdles to say, you know what, I feel like we're here to stay. Now it's just going to be working out the nuances of things that people haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've hired a full-time lobbying team in California to deal with the Department of Health. We've got some full-time lobbyists down in Florida now. We're starting to see issues in West Virginia and Ohio and other places where the Board of Pharmacies or the Board of Chiropractors are saying, hey, this isn't legal, and they're referring to marijuana laws, similar to what we saw in Michigan. But again, all these things come up, and it's very rare that we even see any enforcement issues. It's almost like a scare tactic or a market scare type thing that's being done by these agencies that don't have enforcement ability. I mean, you know, the California Department of Health doesn't have guys that are cops that work for them. So some cop would have to take that FAQ and go out there and say, hey, the California Department of Health said this is legal. Well, how many cops do you know that listen to what the Department of Health says?
Right.
But there's a lot of opinions flying around and a lot of scare and fear being put into the marketplace. And, you know, there's a lot of people that think that's bad. You know, my opinion, I think fear is good. You know, run everybody, the smart people tend to run towards it, and the people that keep pushing forward tend to win out tenfold when the fear is installed there. So, again, once the federal farm bill is passed, we'll start to work even harder at individual state levels. And then even below that, you'll start to see county district attorneys like we've seen in South Dakota and different places that, for some reason, just have a crawl, you know, have it in there, stuck in their crawl that hemp is illegal and cannabis is bad and all these things, and they want to, you know, make it their mission. And I, you know, when I talk to them, I say, do you really not have anything better to do? You know, is your town so great that you're worried about hemp-derived CBD?
Yeah, perspective isn't
not in touch.
Yeah. Josh, where are you going to be coming up? You got any updates on lectures you're giving?
I'll be at Expo East. I don't think I'm speaking this year at all, but I'll be at the booth. I'm actually cutting out early on Saturday to get back for a big music festival that I love. And, then I'll be at the Southern Hemp Expo in Nashville at the end of September.
Okay.
And I'll be speaking at the Hemp Industry Association Conference in early November, as well as Supply Southwest in Vegas in early November. And somewhere in between all that, I'll be going to Escobona down in Austin, Texas, which is a phenomenal conference of young entrepreneurs.
Well, anytime you guys can see Josh Hendricks in person, he's terrific. We appreciate him. We appreciate you. We'll be right back.
Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see lots of links and banners. Please click on them. Say thanks to those who make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible, including my friends at TV Sciences. BetterWayHealth.com/radio. Get the Beta 1 3D Glucan that modulates immunity as well as or better than anything on the planet. And other things you hear about here on the show. If you have questions, submit them. Go to robertscottbell.com. Or people are asking questions while they're in the chat room watching on YouTube as well. Archives available immediately after the show, just about, at GCN and available elsewhere around the world. Now, you remember that movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats? You remember that?
I do
remember
that.
The Men Who Stare at Goats. And apparently that was like General Bert Stubblebine, who was a big health freedom advocate. He passed away recently, was part and parcel of that story. The CIA kind of thing, they figured out a way that they could stare at goats and make them die. I think that was the whole point.
I think you're right. I don't know if I ever saw that movie, but I'll tell you what, Robert, if you got a second here.
Go ahead.
Can you go into the audio folder real quick?
Yeah, I can. Let me
because you know the Men Who Stare at Goats, that had what was the name of the guy that was in that? It was
in
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11, yes. Whatever that guy named. I don't know who he is. It's like we're so into movie stars.
Oh, I
forget.
He's all political and stuff too. It was
George Clooney.
That's right. He was in that along with some other guys. I never actually saw that. But
okay. Well, I got it. What do you want me to play something?
Look like might be funny, but in this particular case, the story we're covering in this last segment does not involve staring.
Okay.
It involves something else.
Yeah. In fact, tell me if you want to play the clip. I have it open.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was the cue.
All right. Here we go.
Everything's all right.
Goats. That's what we wanted to go do.
Smile at goats. Now, why would we smile at a goat? I don't know.
Well, apparently it makes them tastier. All right? This is not a story for vegetarians. But it is honestly a story on a News Science and the Telegraph. Farmers should smile at their livestock to produce better meat.
How could you pass up a headline like that, right?
What? Yeah, no, I know. But it only stands to reason because, listen, my friend Christopher Berg, years and years and years ago, before I knew him, he wrote a book called The Secret Life of Plants. And, you know, you learn that how you interact with plants matters, that they respond to positive love emotions. Emoto did that with water crystals, right? Ice water crystals. And why not goats? Why not livestock? Why not interacting happily? Of course, you don't want to let them know what's coming at the end of the day for them, but apparently they're saying that if you smile at these animals, they respond. They're happier, and it makes for a better product later on down the road. Again, apologies to vegetarians out there. It's not my story, but we're covering it.
Well, you know, they've already done studies on dogs, mm-hmm. and dogs apparently are very perceptive to people's moods, and apparently horses as well. But this is the first time they've done research and found that goats can do the same thing. Apparently, they know how to pick up on the vibes of people. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that translates into other livestock, whether the cow knows if you're happy or not, or the pig. But in this case, apparently goats. Now, and again, it's like, I don't know. Have you ever eaten goat?
In Jamaica, I had curried goat many years ago.
Oh, did you? Really? Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever eaten goat. I've had, like, goat cheese.
It's kind of gamey. You know how that goes. But, you know, and then the next question you have to ask in this regard is, like, what is it, how does it impact the goat when they do yoga? Because that's the big thing, goat yoga.
The goat yoga, yeah, that's a big thing here in Oregon, actually.
The question is, what do they do with the goats after they're done doing yoga? I hope that they're not selling them. I don't know what they're doing. But a question is, who's going to do the science on that? Not about smiling, but about yoga.
You know, but here's the thing on the goat yoga. I think they use quite often. They use like those little goats. What are they called? Like the pygmy goats or the little ones? The ones that dance around when they're all cute and stuff and everything on the videos on YouTube. You seen those?
I have. But I don't know what kind.
Boing 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 boing. Could you imagine? I don't want to eat one of those. They're too cute.
So the team found that images of happy faces elicited greater interaction in the goats who looked at the images, approached them, and explored them with their snout. So they are able to read emotions. Why not? Animals are souls, too. Why not? Energy.
Officer Hayes just asked if that was a goat or Fleetwood Mac singing. I think that's a reference to the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac sounding like a goat.
Right. Or looking like one? I don't know. Anyway. All right, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. And we've got a lot of stories to cover. We'll see how many of them we can fit in. RobertScottBell.com, all the links. Check it out now. Power to Heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.